Parshas Lech Lecha. After the big miracle that happened to Avram, Hashem said to him, "Leave the land of Haran. Go away from your father Terah's home to the land that I will show you." Avram didn't know where Hashem wanted him to go, but he didn't ask any questions. He just listened right away and took his wife Sarah and left the country. Many people went with Avram and Sarah. These were the people that Avram had taught to daven to Hashem and not to idols. Finally, they all arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land. Holy Land. Hashem promised Abraham, "Do you see this land? I will give this land to you and your sons as a gift." Abraham saw that it was a very good land. But as Abraham began to look around, he couldn't believe what he had found. There was no water, there was no food, and all the people were in a very bad mood. There hadn't been rain for such a long time. And so Avram decided to go down to Mitzrayim. Before they went inside, Avram told Sarah to hide. "If in Mitzrayim you will be seen, Pare might take you to be his queen, because you are so very pretty. Please do me a favor. Go into the box that I will carry." Sarah went into the box. But when they came to Mitzrayim, the guards told Avraham to open the box.
"Open the box! Open the box right now!"
"Yes, you better open the box. We have to see what's inside the box. Open,
so that they could see what was inside.
"Oh, wow! Take a look over there!"
they cried.
"Look at this beautiful lady! Yeah, she has to become the queen of Mitzrayim."
"You're right. I agree."
They took Sarah to the palace of King Paroi. That night, a malach, an angel, came to the palace. And Sarah begged him to do something so that she could go back to Avraham. Malach began beating Paroi until he cried out,
"Enough! Enough! I can't take it anymore! Stop! Please! This must be a punishment from Hashem because I took Sarah away from Abraham! Oh, dear me, oh my!"
Pare called Avram and said,
"I'm really very sorry that I took Sarah away from you. Take her back and forgive me, and I'll give you gifts and money too. Please leave my land right away don't linger even one more day.
Sarah and Avraham quickly went back to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem called to Avraham and said, "Pick up your head and look up high. How many stars do you see in the sky?" "As many stars as you see, that's how many Jews there will be. The nation will start out from you, from your children and grandchildren too.